And this week, as planned, we took a key step in protecting the vaccinated with booster shots, which our top government doctors believe provides the highest level of protection available to date. The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, they've completed their independent scientific review. And based on that review, the majority of Americans who were fully vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine are now able to receive the booster shot 6 months after they've received their second shot. 6 months after you received the second shot, you're eligible. Those eligible include, in addition to meeting the requirement of 6 months after the second shot, those people are 65 years or older, adults 18 and over with certain underlying health conditions like diabetes and obesity, and those who are at increased risk of COVID-19 because of where they work or where they live, like healthcare workers, teachers, grocery store workers. That group makes up 60 million Americans who are now eligible for a booster with 6 months after their second shot. And up to 20 million who received their earlier Pfizer shot at least 6 months ago are eligible today. So those January, February, those folks are eligible now. Now. And I've made clear all along, the decision of which booster shot to give, when to start the shot, and who will get them is left to the scientists and the doctors. That's what happened here. And while we waited and prepared, we bought enough booster shots, and states and pharmacies, doctors' offices, and community health centers have been preparing to get shots in arms, booster shots in arms, for a while. And like your first and second shot, the booster shot is free and easily accessible. Booster shots will be available in 80,000 locations, including over 40,000 pharmacies nationwide. So, my message today is this. If you've got the Pfizer vaccine, you got the Pfizer vaccine in January, February, or March of this year, and you're over 65 years of age, go get the booster. Or if you're have a medical condition like diabetes, or you're a frontline worker like a healthcare worker or a teacher, you can get a free booster now. I'll be getting my booster shot. It's hard to acknowledge I'm over 65, but I'll be getting my booster shot. It's a bear, isn't it? I tell you, acknowledge. Anyway, but all kidding aside, I'll be getting my booster shot. I'm not sure exactly when I'm going to do it, as soon as I can get it done. Of course, millions of Americans got the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. My message for you is this. You still have a high degree of protection. Our doctors and scientists are working day and night to analyze the data from those two organizations on whether and when you need a booster shot. And we'll provide updates for you as the process moves ahead. Again, the bottom line is, if you're fully vaccinated, you're highly protected from severe illness, even if you get COVID-19. In fact, recent data indicates there's only one confirmed positive case per 5,000 fully vaccinated Americans per day. You're as safe as possible. You're in good shape. And we're doing everything we can to keep it that way, which is where the booster comes in. So let me be clear. Yes, we've made incredible progress in vaccinating Americans, with over 182 million people being fully vaccinated as of today. But this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And it's caused by the fact that despite Americans having an unprecedented and successful vaccination program, despite the fact that for almost 5 months, free vaccines have been available in 80,000 locations, we still have over 70 million Americans who have failed to get a single shot. And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine with false information the fight against COVID-19. This is totally unacceptable.